Well, this next one is Uncle Josh Keeps House.
Well, gosh, all hemlock, about a week ago, Sarah Ann Martin was taken down with a flu. Nancy had to go down and take care of her, being a widow woman and all that. Well, Cindy Lawson came over to go down with Nancy and left her boys for me to take care of. And Nancy said, "Now, Joshua, the bread is all sought to rise. The churn is all ready to do the churning. Don't let the soft soap bile over. The speckle hen, they had some chicken. And I wouldn't wonder if the bees didn't swarm. Don't let the smokehouse cots fire. And Joshua, don't let Cindy's boy fall in the well often. Gosh, I sure had a lot to do besides taking care of Cindy's boy. And that boy could ask more fool questions. He said, 'Uncle Josh, where does the wind come from?' Well, I told him some of it came from Ohio, but the most of it came from Nebraska. And he said, 'Well, Uncle Josh, what's Nebraska?' I told him it was a state. And he said, 'Well, Uncle Josh, what's a state?' Well, I pinned one of Nancy's aprons on me, and I hadn't taken more than four steps when I tripped and fell over that darn apron. My head hit the stove and made my nose bleed, and knocked down the stove plate, and the soot went all over the bread. And about that time, I heard that boy say, 'Uncle Josh, does the Lord know everything?' Well, I told him I calculated as how the Lord did. Well, he said, 'The Lord knows I'm hungry, don't he?' Well, I got him a piece of bread and butter and put some applesauce on it and started in to do the churning. Well, I churned for quite a spell, and then I looked in the churn to see if the butter was coming, and my spectacles fell off in the churn to ash and broke them. And while I was trying to fish him out, my plug of tobacco fell in the churn and spiled the cream. I wouldn't have cared, only I didn't have any more tobacco. Well, about that time, I heard that boy say, 'Is there a bug in it?' And I looked around, and darn if he didn't have my watch open poking in it with a hairpin. Well, I took it away from him, and he started into squalling, and you could hear him for a mile and a half. Well, I gave him a piece of maple sugar to keep him quiet, and just then the soft soap boiled over, and while I was trying to sort it off of the stove, it upsot and run all over the kitchen floor, and some of it run through a hole in my boot, and I had to go out and stick my foot in the rainwater barrel. Well, I heard that boy squalling, and I went in the house, and darned if he didn't have his finger caught in a mouse trap. I took it out and tied a rag around it, and he said, 'Uncle Josh, it's a leaking, ain't it?' Well, I heard noise out in the hen house. The speckle hen had had some chickens, and the cat was trying to get them. Well, I started chasing that darn cat, and the clothesline caught me under the chin, and I turned about four somersets and lit down the flower bed. And about that time, I heard that boy say, 'Uncle Josh, the bees bit me.' Well, darn if those bees hadn't swarmed. And while I was trying to hide them, they got all over me. The smokehouse caught fire, and the fire department was called out, and that boy fell in the wash tub. And when I came to, Cindy Lawson said I'd been abusing her boy. And Nancy said, 'A woman can't leave home for a minute. Men are such helpless critters.'